Members of the group Family Law Reform will hold a summit and fundraiser in Orlando August 17th, focused on reforming what they say are outdated permanent alimony laws. Melbourne Republican Representative Rich Workman told a House committee last March, it's not about getting rid of alimony, it's about being fair.
I could pack this entire chamber, the chamber of this House, with abuse that's taken place over the last several decades with alimony.
John Fumalero thinks he's a good example of what's wrong with the current law. The Pensacola financial advisor explained his plight to the House Judiciary Committee.
Married just under 19 years. My ex-wife was a military retired officer, her own pension, college educated, files for divorce. She was determined that she was entitled permanent alimony.
Workman says many divorcees like Fumalero can't retire when they're ready because they're saddled with lifelong alimony payments.
We are a no-fault state. Whether you agree with that or not, we are. And alimony should never be used as a weapon or as a sentence to the one the judge thought had wronged the other.
Governor Scott vetoed the bill in part because it would have affected alimony agreements that were made long ago. It also would have required most divorced couples to share equal custody of their children. Bill supporters could decide to remove those provisions when the legislation is reintroduced next year. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.